Trade show displays, step and repeat backdrops, pull up banner stands, table throws, all your large printing needs. ExpoNetUSA.com, 301-378-9363. Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
From the center of the universe and covering Baltimore, New York, D.C., Philly, Pittsburgh, and all points in between, it's the Hub City's own The Hub Show. And now, here are your hosts, Chris Canfield and Jay Heiss.
Hey Chris, let's give EJ Fuller a call.
Yeah.
So that's a good idea.
We had an event last night.
Yeah. Over the edge, you rappelled down the building,
right?
Pissed yourself.
I think, right.
Yo,
EJ Fuller, what's up, man?
There he is.
What's going on?
Not much. Jay and Chris here. I just want to give you a shout out to yesterday's Over the Edge for the Kids rappelling event. That was awesome, dude.
Yeah, it was, man.
I was really happy
with the turnout.
The results.
Yeah,
that was awesome. That was an exciting day.
It was an exciting day for the whole city. I was like, I couldn't believe the support that we got. From everybody. Like, I was overwhelmed by the great
turnout
of people that came.
Yeah, man.
You did a wonderful job on the ones and twos.
Hey, man, I was trying. I was having a good time down there. I had a group of.
You had people out there dancing.
That's what counts, man.
It was a party. The Over the Edge people were like, man, we hadn't seen a party like this.
Yeah, right.
In a while.
That's what you wanted,
like,
right?
Yo, you got it. Yeah, they were like, you got it going on.
That's what Dr.
Like,
Fuller ordered. You wanted a party. I gave you one. You had one up there. We had one down there, dude.
I wish I could have taken my cell phone up to the top because I've never seen Hagerstown from that point of view.
Yeah, you should have. Kristen Elizabeth,
you could see
two pictures up there.
You could see the whole city.
It's an awesome view. Yeah, you could see the whole city. It's like a surround, like it's right in the middle of it, so you could see everything.
Yeah. Hey, you can get us up there, though, right? I met Fred, the building owner, so maybe he can get us up there just one day to go up there and take some pictures.
Yeah, I was talking.
That'd be cool, dude.
I was talking to one of those Over the Edge guys while they were buckling me up. I said, "Man, this would be awesome."
Strap them in.
I said, "This would be awesome if we could come up here during different seasons and like, you know, you're doing it like imagine doing it like in the snow or something like while
it's ice hanging off the building.
Yeah, like seeing all the snow on
That's
all
a
the
good
buildings.
Idea.
It's just a cool view over the city.
Just do it for charity.
Or being up there in the summertime when all the trees are blooming and everything.
Chris wants to rappel during a blizzard.
Well, the first time I went up there,
mm-hmm.
I was overwhelmed by the view. I was like, I can't believe like that I can see everything up here. I mean, you can just see the whole city. Like, it's a beautiful view.
Yeah, you don't realize the city's that big.
So, EJ, what was it, a successful event? I mean, did you hit your goal or what's the deal?
Well, you know, our goal was, we went big, you know, for the goal we wanted 100,000.
Oh, yeah.
But we ended up, we're going to be close to 50.
Hey, it's half, man.
That's
not bad for Hagerstown, man.
Yeah. I wouldn't say you missed your goal. I would say you just overshot your expectations.
That's all it is. You put the bar high on yourself.
It's
the first time for it.
I mean, it was a first time event, so it wasn't like, like you said, I didn't know what to expect. But what I did think was that the community was full of support. So I had all my faith. Put in, the rest of the city, the county and everybody around. I had faith in them that they was going to help make it a success. Without them going out and raising the money and people supporting, giving through them to the club, it wouldn't have happened. I just was like, this would be something cool, something new to bring to Hagerstown.
Definitely new.
And I was let's make this happen.
Do you plan on doing this again next year?
Yes.
Yes,
sure.
Right? Because I know there are people on the ground down there, because that's where I was all day long, who I can tell wish they had done it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Obviously, there's a goal. They got to raise money to do it. But I think once they see people actually doing it, they're like, wow, I wish I did that. So I bet you next year, I bet the turnout, I'll go out on a limb and say, I bet you double the turnout for this thing.
And that's what I'm hoping. I'm hoping that we can grow it.
Yeah.
Each year, especially next year, because I've already had people calling me or texting me and saying, you know, next year I want to do it. So
I'm actually going
to reach out to Over the Edge to find out how early, you know, we can start planning it for next year and just get them all set, because, you know, getting to that $1,000 goal is easy for some people,
right?
But others it'll be a little bit tougher.
Well, yeah, when you start a week out from the event, you know, it's kind of rough. You know, what are you going to do?
Yeah, I mean, we had some last-minute people actually did it, though.
Yeah, you had some people pull it off, I know. Yeah, they did.
Yeah, I had, like, at least three people that signed up, like, 2 weeks. About two weeks before the event.
On Friday, they came up with $1,000. Yeah.
Yeah, they made it. I had one. There was one guy, Tom Kaufman, from the Broadax. He raised all of it in one night. Like, the money didn't start coming in until about, it didn't start coming in until about 10 o'clock that evening.
But sure enough, they were the last batch of repellers. I was down on the floor with some of their crew from the Broadax. We were having a good time watching them.
Oh yeah, they loved it. I had their theme music playing and everything.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, I was on the ground DJing. I had a great time down there, rocking the crowd. I can't wait to do it again next year if I'm invited to do so.
Yeah, I definitely got a spot for you. You know, you did a great job, and I appreciate you coming out. And,
maybe I'll do the spinning and you can do the jump.
I will not be repelling. I'll be on the ground. I'll hold the fort down there, dude.
Chris, were you nervous?
I tell you what, I've done it. I've done a repelling once before, but it was very fast paced. Like
when we
got up there and we just went straight down.
Just bounced down.
We didn't have to walk down a wall. This was kind of like, you get about halfway down and you start like thinking like, well, I got to be close to the bottom. and then you turn and look down and you're like, oh my God, I got so far to go. Yeah. You just keep on going.
Yeah, I knew Kristen Elizabeth was really nervous about it, and she told me so when she got up there. She was scared shitless.
Yeah.
But I knew.
I was on the roof with her.
Yeah, okay.
Like, I came down a little bit after her.
Yeah.
And I was on the roof with her, like, right when she got, like, she was stepping, getting ready to step over the edge, and I could see the fear in her eyes.
We hooked her up, though, dude. We got her psychologically, mentally, I don't say ready, because she really wasn't ready, but we started playing the Rocky music as she came down. She said she was so glad we did that.
Right.
You know, it got her motivated. So.
The worst part of the whole thing, the worst part of the whole thing is when they're strapping you up in the beginning, and they ask you to, like, back up so that your heels are hanging off the edge of the building.
I'll bet.
And then the guy starts talking to you, and he talks to you for, like, another 5 minutes while you're standing there with your heels hanging off the back of the building.
Like,
can't you get me a folding chair or some shit? If you want to sit here and talk to me, just let me sit down.
Well, EJ, in preparation for this, like you said before, you've been up to the top of the building to prep for this whole event. But now, yesterday, you finally had to step over the edge. No pun. I guess it's a pun. And you did it. How were you when you first went over, you know?
It was that was my first time doing anything like that.
Big rush.
And I mean, when I first got on the edge, like they were like, I just jumped in there because they was like, who wants to go next? I'm like, me. Like, I want to go. And because I was already up there, just did the training, and I was just like, let me go. Let's go now.
Okay.
You know, and then I got on there, I got strapped up.
Yeah.
And like, you know, like, he told me to put my arm out, show him the distress signal.
yeah.
You know, and then you know, make the T, and then once I did that, you know, okay, let's go. So then I just took that step, and then once I got off the edge, like once I got, I think the majority of the people realized, like, once they got off the edge and they were just like suspended, you know, in the harness and everything, that they were comfortable. You know, they got more comfortable. Once I got about a quarter of the way down, like I felt real comfortable about it. You know, I looked around.
Yeah, you seem like you came down pretty easily, man. We were watching you down there with the Wu-Tang playing.
You turned around and waved at everybody.
Yeah.
Like, hey, what's going on, everybody?
Yeah, I got comfortable, you know.
Apparently so.
Like, I'm good, you know. I thought I was afraid of heights, but I don't think I am.
Not anymore.
I was like, I'm not afraid of heights. I'm afraid of falling.
Well, yeah, there's that, right. Anyway, well, hey.
You know, it's like it wasn't the height that bothered me. Like once I was up there and I was hanging and I knew I was good, I was fine. It was it was the actual fear of falling that I was worried about. But I knew once, you know, how safe the thing was, and how the people from Over the Edge were very comforting. You know what I mean? They
Yeah, this is their thing. This is what they do, right?
Nothing was going to happen. Right. Yeah, it's like, this is what we do. You know, Robert was great. Like, he's got, he's like the Zen master. Like, he just calms you down and like, hey, man, it's going to be okay. Like, go ahead.
Right. Did anybody, but nobody on the roster, no one, did everybody who was supposed to go over, did anyone chicken out? At the top, I'm not judging because I wouldn't have done it. You know what I mean? I'm not.
No, everybody.
Everyone did it, huh?
Everybody did it. Nobody
That's cool,
got
man.
Scared and was like, you know, stepped away and was like, no, I can't do this.
Right.
Like, you know, even Laura Wallace.
Yeah,
like,
worst graphics.
Like when she came down, she was so nervous and she was shaking so bad.
Right.
That she came up and gave me a hug and I could feel her shaking still. I was like, are you okay? She said, yes. Now that I'm
she
off that
now,
wall, but
yeah.
it was. She was like, but it was such an adrenaline rush, and I was like, I was like, man.
That's
I felt
cool.
good afterwards too, you know.
All right.
It was exciting.
All right. Well, hey.
I don't know. How did you feel when you hit the bottom, Chris?
I didn't even know where the bottom was. I just kept going.
He floated.
And then I realized I was stepping on an apron at one point. I was like, I don't think I'm supposed to be stepping on this apron.
Oh, on the awning? Yeah, that's the picture we have of you stepping on the awning.
Yeah, when
you might go through it.
You have to crawl down over the awning. But
Anyway.
Yeah, and then when I was getting ready to go up, Kristen was the one coming down when I was going up.
Oh, yeah?
And I saw her when she first hit the ground. She was like white as a ghost. I was like, oh boy, man, this might be more. I might be in for more than I bargained for. But
good.
Yeah.
But hey, you did it. Fun. Everyone did it. And, hey, AJ, I want to wrap this up, man. But once again, shout out to you, man. Good job on that. You pulled it off. That was a great event. And I think next year you're going to have no problem getting people to sign up. I think you're going to double it, dude.
Yeah, I think so. I think there's going to be a big rush of people to come through.
I think
we are going to double it.
Yeah, a lot of people drove down Washington, didn't realize that event's going on. They probably looked up and went, whoa, what are they doing? Mm-hmm. You know, I want to do that. So, you know, we'll make a bigger stink about it further out. You know, once you lock down a date with Over the Edge, we're going to go all out and really promote the crap out of this along with you and get more people out there and have a, you know, it's going to be bigger and better. You know what I mean? It was awesome yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And we got, now this year's, you know, since the first one's over, we got, you know, we got video, we got pictures.
Oh, yeah.
We got people's testimonies.
Awesome.
You know,
a whole package.
They had a great time.
You have a whole marketing package for this, dude. Absolutely.
Yeah. The marketing, is going to take care of itself.
Absolutely.
In this, because the people are going to be recruiting the other people to do
it.
And they're going to say, you know, I had so much fun and it was easy. It was easier than what it even looked, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I think I made it look easy because, you know, I was an athlete all my life. So it was like, that wasn't nothing new to, you know, walk.
You're just a regular Spider-Man.
Yeah, you know what I mean? And you hyped me up because I was nervous for a little bit, and then all of a sudden I heard the Triumph song come on.
The RZA, baby. You asked for it, I delivered. It's all good.
Yeah, once I heard that, I got real comfortable. I was like, you know, I felt it in my head. I was like, ooh.
That's right.
So then I was like, okay, here I am. I'm the RZA.
He was singing
down
on the way
wall.
Down.
And then he had me coming down to the Spider-Man theme.
Of course, Chris.
Spider-Man, Spider-Man.
That's right. I had a good time down
You're
there.
Whatever, Spider-Man.
That's it. But hey, again, man, I'm going to wrap this up. But EJ, I want to thank you for everything yesterday. It was great. We had a good time. And shout out to you, man. EJ Fuller, Boys and Girls Club, Washington County, right here on the Hub Show. And again, next year, we're going to. It's going to be bigger
and badder next
year. That's
it.
Absolutely.
Bigger and badder next year. It's going to be so much fun.
You got it. Hub Show's here to help. So, hey, man, take it easy. We'll talk to you soon, all right? We'll have you on.
All right. Thanks for having me,
fellas.
All right,
EJ. Take care, man.
Later.
Bye-bye.
The People's Podcast.
The Hub Show.
Wait, so, Richie, do you do, like most guys, you wake up in the morning, your voice is kind of deeper than normal?
Oh, yeah.
You get the whole, I get the whole Sam Elliott thing. I can do the whole
cigarettes.
Dodge Ram. I can do all that
Dodge
shit.
Dodge Ram. Beef is what's for dinner.
It sounds like Sam Elliott.
I think Charmin can do it. Does she have a Sam Elliott voice in the morning?
Good morning, Richie.
Rachel.
Jesus Christ. Rachel. It just sounds like, please, Buff, get off me.
Oh. Wow.
Why are you sweating? Oh, God.
Wrestle in your sleep.
Good night.
Stop touching me.
Hub Show, Jay Heiss, Chris Canfield, nice Charming Grisettita, and Richie Jones is back with us.
Oh, yeah.
Richard, what's happening?
Yesterday was a cool day. We just got off the phone with EJ. We did the rappelling event, the Over the Edge, with the Boys
EJ.
And Girls Club of Washington County.
And I went
time.
Over the edge.
You did, Chris?
I did.
You did fine, though, man. You did awesome. You did like a pro, bro.
Oh, well, thank you.
Yeah,
thank
man.
You. The lady at the top, right, when you're standing there.
11 stories, folks.
You're standing there at the top, and there's a lady up there with a camera, right? Yeah. And she takes the freak-out picture of everybody.
Like, did you freak out?
When they lean over the edge, and they go, hey, stop, and she goes up and she takes a picture. I was already down to the first floor before
she keep up with you.
Before she kept it, before
you're
she
like,
got
there. Done it.
I don't think I have a professional picture taken of me.
No, just the ones we took down the bottom.
Yeah. Yeah. So it was because the guy was like, okay, go ahead, lean back. What? He's like, go ahead and lean back and let your body weight hit the thing. And I pulled the handle and I went down like one floor and I saw him look over the edge. He's like, okay, you're doing okay. Just keep on going. Oh, I was like, God. Damn it, I just missed my whole picture. So I missed the photo op.
So just to bring the audience into it, Hagerstown, Maryland, is the tallest building downtown. It's called the Alexander House. It's 11 stories. And the Washington County Boys and Girls Club put on this Over the Edge event. Over the Edge is the company that sets up the rappelling equipment. And they manned the whole event. They had the coaches and people at the top and people at the bottom. And Chris did it. I got you in there. Squeezed you in.
And EJ said it earlier. Like the guy at the top, he is completely zen.
Yeah.
He
relaxes you, huh?
Yes, man. That's cool. He would make a gnat fall asleep at a barbecue.
Really?
That dude is like, try that. Yeah, he is.
Cool.
The look in his eyes and everything when he's telling you like, okay, now what's going to happen is you're going to go over here. And we're going to take this rope. And we're going to wrap it around here.
I know, up on 11 stories up.
Just hit this and you'll be okay.
Yeah, right? Jeez. That's what it felt like. And then you're like, you're standing there and he's like, okay, I need you to back up a little bit and put your heels over the edge of the building. And then he talks to you for like another 5 minutes and you're like, am I standing here on the edge of the building if you need to have another conversation with me?
Obviously, some people need that, though, Chris. Apparently, there were some people that were shaking in their shoes, weren't they?
Like, I
11 stories up,
well,
dude. I couldn't do it.
That made me shake in my shoes standing there for that long.
That's
while
true.
He's just shooting
he's
the shit
get over
with me.
Right? Let's go. Like, I want to get down.
Yes. Little do you know, he's just on the craziest ayahuasca trip you've ever seen.
Really?
Right.
Hey, man, could you be fucking great.
Now, shout out to you, EJ Fuller, because it was a beautiful weather yesterday. It was more than 70 degrees.
I was
down there at the bottom. I was hosting and DJing it, and I didn't have the balls to go up. So
you
I stayed on the
job.
Ground, did some work. I appreciate that.
Very good.
And I thought it was going to be chilly in the morning. I woke up and I was like,
it wasn't bad.
No,
I was set
horrible.
Up at 9:30, and I took a picture of the building and my equipment, and the sun was behind the building. It was a really dope shot.
Yeah.
But the day got warmer, and it rained the day before. So, EJ, you got lucky, man.
Right.
Yeah. It was a beautiful weather out there. A lot of people showed up. And you know a lot of people want to do that now that they saw it being done. Next year, I'm not going to repeat myself. We had a phone call with EJ. We'll play it later on. But, yeah, definitely they're going to double. They're going to double the rappellers next year, I bet. Absolutely.
And it was even great being in downtown during the day with
That's
all
the
hustle
first time
and bustle being around.
Something big happened downtown besides
like
a donut dropping.
I went to the I went over to the coffee shop.
Wait,
the coffee
why
shop
did they
is
do
amazing.
The donut drop like 7 o'clock?
We've asked that question here. No one knows yet.
Right, okay.
I don't know. It's
so
just I know. At 7:30, then you go home and watch Dick Clark drop his ball. Whatever.
Yeah, I got to make it to the donut drop.
Right. Hagerstown, come on, man. Make that a midnight event like it's supposed to be, right?
Yeah.
Like they're trying to do it for somebody over in Europe.
New Year's
on their
it,
time zone or something.
So. Yeah.
Like I don't know. Whatever. You know what? Let's get Crumpies on this show.
Yes.
The people that run Crumpies.
Dr. Crumpy?
I didn't say
Dr.
Bring
I went
Crumpy.
To school. I went to school.
Is he a doctor? The guy that owns
school with his son.
He's a doctor of donuts.
I went to school with his son.
So Crumpies is a local donut company here in Hagerstown.
I went to school with Fred Crumpy, his son.
His name,
he was in my grade.
K-R-U-M-P-E-E.
Yeah, that's a real last name.
Hey,
that's
the two of you.
Is there
that's
two E's? I think there's just one
Crumpy
E.
Crumpy is a
there's
two
one E.
It's just one
K-R-U-M-P-E. Crumpy's Donuts. It's a big deal around here. It is.
Donut Alley.
Hagerstown Establishment
they
on Donut
their
Alley.
Own
that's right.
Road named after them.
Donut Alley.
Donut Alley.
And they have their own sign with like a deli, you know, the baker guy
is
holding a box of donuts.
It's
like,
a huge deal
pretty
around here.
DJ Shmoo lives right over there, so I don't even know DJ Shmoo's address. I just go, two houses down from the Crumpy's Donuts.
Oh,
Red
really?
Door. Yeah.
Mm.
There he is. So,
it's
we should get them on the show.
But
Crumpy's Donuts, we got to find out what's with the timing of the donut drop on New Year's Eve. It should be done at midnight, period.
I mean,
Inquiring
is it for
minds
the kids?
Wanna know. I think so.
I
but
think it's
really,
for the kids, but it's like...
Come on.
Do you want me to infiltrate Crumpy Donuts and try to get them on the show?
You with a Hup Show mic. Just go
I
in there.
I could do that.
I feel like,
in the middle of placing
New
your
York
order,
City.
In the middle of placing orders, pull out a microphone.
listen, I'll have two Boston creams, three jelly fills, and well, what the fuck is up with the time on New Year's?
Sneak it in. No, I feel like New York City probably didn't start out, you know, with their Apple drop.
Yeah, the press is
you know.
Who the fuck?
I'm just behind them with the camera.
Is it, wait, do they drop? Is it Apple?
Up shows in the house.
Am I just confusing the Big Apple with the ball?
I don't eat that shit.
They didn't start their drop at like 7 o'clock.
You know what the best part about Crumpy's Donuts is?
What's that?
They trust your own math. You can go in there and you can say, give me three of these and four of these. And two of these, uh-huh. And they don't like have that condescending like tone.
Oh, they're real nice.
And they go, that makes nine, so you have three left.
Right. Oh, and
they don't do that, Jerry. Right? They just like they trust you to count out to 12.
You get that at Dunkin' Donuts.
They
though,
know
that's for
they
sure.
know how to trust
the people that work at Dunkin' Donuts are like DMV workers, man.
Oh yeah, dude, they don't give a fuck.
They don't give a shit, man. Yeah. They don't, man.
Right? Little you know, Crumpy's Donuts are made of people.
They made of
Soylent
people?
Green. Yeah.
Wait,
they
what?
Do use lard.
Wait, time out. What?
Soylent Green, the movie.
They use people so, chips. Yeah.
It's made of people.
Oh, yeah.
What's that? Made from lard?
They use lard,
so.
Yeah. It's made of pigs.
You have a problem with lard?
I do.
What's the problem?
It's a horrible
versus
name
what?
For a fat.
Versus yeah. what? Crisco?
First off.
Yeah.
So
vegetable.
If you didn't know that it was made with lard, you'd be less turned off. Do you eat the Crumpy's Donuts?
I did, and I got sick because I don't eat meat. So I didn't know that,
that's
and
the
I got
thing.
Really
you're
sick.
A vegan?
Yeah, I'm not a vegan. I'm a vegetarian.
I'm pretty sure the science is out on Crisco. I think Crisco is bad for you.
Time out. Yeah. I'm learning something. I'm an idiot. What's the difference between a vegan and a vegetarian?
A vegan is like fully no animal products. I mean, they won't even eat honey because
okay,
it's made
but you're
of
a vegetarian, animals. Which means.
I mean, I'm not that picky. Like, I did eat eggs, but I developed an allergy, so I don't eat them.
That's the only reason you don't eat eggs, though.
Yeah.
You don't eat fish?
No, I don't eat.
No meat? No.
An
no.
allergy to eggs how is long? Such a weird allergy.
Hey, just a common how long thing? Have you not been eating meat? How long have you been a vegetarian?
Really?
And you've kept it up?
Yeah.
It's like me, you know, me and my diet.
But I started out pescatarian.
Oh, yeah?
No.
Josh says he's pescatarian.
Yeah, I started out Presbyterian.
You only eat?
Oh, man, I was trying
to hush, he's heard that. Too. You only eat fish? When you're Presbyterian, right?
Presbyterian, yeah, seafood.
Yeah, but
just
it's
seafood?
Only because my buddy Aaron owned the pool table.
Interesting.
So I got to
learned something new.
Afterwards.
You know, it's what it is. I mean, more power to you, man. Yeah. I'm not throwing stone. I ain't judging. If you, that's what you do, that's what you do. And you're happy. Hey, man. Rock on.
Well, I mean, it's, I like animals, but part of it's like I have like an autoimmune.
So it's more it's a more of a health thing.
So you would prefer to eat the flesh of dead animals.
So what do you mean? Like when your boyfriend's sitting there eating on a chewing on a steak or a burger, you get jealous sometimes and wish you could too?
No.
Not at all. You're over that.
The smell of it really kind of turns my stomach.
The smell
of
a, you don't like the smell of what?
I don't eat steak anymore.
Like people cooking out at the barbecue doesn't
I don't like
no?
it. But I mean I will make food for other people, like, you know,
you'll throw down.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't. I'm not gonna. I'm not here like advocating for everybody else.
No, you're not. I understand that.
Have you ever, like, you and me are meat eaters? Have you ever thought about what it must feel like to be a vegetarian? Because we get a steady diet of protein. I mean, that shit is like that's healing. That's your cells
and
like
I'm
repelling.
I'm on the NSNG diet. Yeah, no sugar,
like,
no grain.
That's
I
your
gotta
cells,
eat my protein,
like fucking
man.
Like. You know, reproduction and shit like that.
I eat a lot of chicken.
That's like,
beef,
you know, protein does
seafood.
Good for your body.
Time out. Richie, you're here.
You can get protein in other ways. Beans and rice is a perfect protein.
Wait, Richie, what do you do?
It's a lot of
what
fiber.
What don't you do? What don't you eat?
Mostly beef and pork. So I only eat chicken and seafood.
Chicken
mostly.
And seafood?
And then I usually stay away from chicken. And then
I
just
gotcha.
Eat seafood.
Okay. Hey, yeah. I mean, hey, whatever.
Seafood's good.
Man.
It's delicious.
Yeah, man. You like lobster, man?
Some of that shellfish.
I love sushi. No, I never really got into the lobster game. It's kind of
a game.
You know, that's some big bucks.
Slaying lobsters.
Oh yeah, I'm from New England. It's a little different around. You know. Can't grow up in that stuff.
You know, I was
have you ever thought about
what?
Thought
about what?
I don't know. Have you guys ever considered vegetarian?
I've considered it. And then the answer is no.
Okay.
Yes. It was a very quick, it was a very quick, fleeting thought.
Trust me, man. My wife's a vegetarian.
Could I do that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nah.
You know, here's what it is. I couldn't do it. I can't walk away from the meat. I thought about it. I can't do it. I just can't.
That's
it's all about changing your mind.
Wait, did you? When did you stop eating beef, though, Richie?
Probably within the past, like,
because
8 months.
And because why?
Just because I don't really care for it that much.
Really?
Like
a mistake? I love a steak.
Not really.
No?
It just kind of annoys me. It's just too hard to eat. It doesn't
too hard to eat.
It doesn't matter how you cook it.
Well, your daddy has to cut your steak for you. What do you mean it's too hard to eat?
That's a preference.
But you don't do you physically feel
Since you've given it up,
do you physically feel like you're getting sick or easier, are you getting your muscles are getting weaker or tired,
or have
your body's trying to change? Like, now that I don't have this steady diet of meat,
how has things changed for you?
I've never really been a strong man.
Telling the whole world is, Richie.
But my heart is pure.
Awesome.
Spilled the pencil.
Hey, look, you're number two.
Yeah. Oh my god. I used that in middle school.
I know. We all did, man.
They made
What's up?
Do
but
it.
Do you feel better?
In the circle, no, I feel heavy and dark.
For not eating the meat? Do you feel like a better person because...
Do you feel healthy?
Yeah.
Like,
what's the deal?
What's the health status?
I'm not
status?
Saving every moo cow in the world,
did
but
you
I mean...
Go, did you go cold turkey on it? No, no pun?
Sometimes it can sneak into my diet, but it's never like... I never you know, go out of my way to buy it.
Right. Yeah. You're not desiring it.
Yeah. My dad's just like, try to steak.
I jumped on the NSNG thing. I finally went full bore with it.
Yeah.
That's no sugar, no grain.
Yeah.
Bread.
And you feel better.
I had to give up pizza, and now I can cheat once in a great while. But really, I got past the threshold where I don't really, it's there, but I'm not really looking to shovel it down my throat.
Did it make you sick when you went back and ate pizza again?
I get full very easily, which is a good thing, right?
Yeah, for sure.
But
you can get like cauliflower crust.
Ugh.
No, it's so good.
No, it's not. I don't like cauliflower. I don't do that stuff.
It doesn't.
Yeah, my wife is battling with me. She eats all those vegetables. Never was a vegetable person.
Really?
But I take a lot of I take a lot of pills, a lot of stuff, supplements and whatnot. Yeah.
Yeah, you get like
when you go
off of that stuff, because I did that same diet a while. I did it for I did it for like 6 months at one point.
Oh,
but then I, you know, got back on doing whatever I wanted.
Yeah, someone showed the peach in your face.
But that's the best I ever felt in my life because
you feel good.
Super sensitive to starch, like anything that has like. Like you eat just like a baked potato and you just want to go to bed.
Yeah.
It's sleep food.
God damn, I just want to go to bed.
Who the hell goes to Olive Garden for lunch?
Oh, pasta?
Are you crazy? Are you out of your mind? And then they give you breadsticks before that. Are you kidding me?
I used to do that.
Don't get me wrong. I miss it. I miss Italian.
Oh,
I love spaghetti. If I'm going to cheat, though, I'm going to make it worth my while and eat some spaghetti. But I can't eat as much as I used to eat.
So you don't eat grains, but you eat beans, right?
I try not to. Huh?
Beans?
Beans are good.
Yeah, I do beans.
Okay, try, I know you're probably going to say no already, lentil pasta. It's so good.
Oh, yeah.
No, it's good consistency.
You mean they make, like, pasta noodles out of beans?
Yeah. It's really, really good. It
seems so fake.
It doesn't, no.
It actually is,
there's no difference. Like, rice pasta is kind of garbage to me. I don't like it. It's
like
mushy
burger.
And gross. But, like, I get the lentil pasta because I try not to eat as much wheat as possible.
It makes things special, though. If I'm going to eat spaghetti, it's my cheat day, and I'll go eat spaghetti. I won't eat as much as I used to be able to eat.
Yeah.
You know, go back for seconds. I can't do that stuff. Which is good.
A tiny pile.
You train your body. I train, you know, and there was a time, in the beginning,
it's
hard,
man. I'm
going
to make you lentil pasta.
No,
you're
not.
Eat it.
I will not eat it. If you tell me there's lentil, I will not eat it.
Really?
I'm like a 4-year-old.
You should bring it in here next week.
Yeah.
Bring it in the Hub Show next week.
It's so good.
What's your specialty, Charmin? What do you like to cook? Since you're a vegetarian,
curry
with no meat in it?
I hate curry?
Yeah, just vegetable curry.
I don't like Indian food just because it's curry flavored. I don't know. I don't like the smell of it.
I like curry. Some people don't like it. Oh, jeez. Hey, man, I was stationed in Korea for 13 months. Trust me. I know. Kimchi comes out the pores, man.
Oh, yeah. Right?
And they appreciate you because you're giving them Tic Tacs and Big Red Gum.
It's like
for a reason, but they think you're just being nice and giving them
It's the equivalent of mayonnaise in America.
What do you mean?
When you get it coming out the pores, you know,
Ew. Mayo coming out.
Mayo comes out of your pores.
Oh man, you get them.
Miracle Whip or mayonnaise?
The big old guys that just sweat.
You don't like mayo?
You know what I mean?
You mean Comic-Con?
Like big old American guys who just fucking sweat mayonnaise.
Yeah,
oh, it's horrible.
Get a Baltimore Comic-Con this year.
But see, that's what I miss, though, man. Look, I'm a burger and fries guy. I miss my hamburger. I miss that.
He misses In-N-Out animal style.
Yeah, I miss that. No doubt.
So you just eat a burger without the bun now.
Man, if I, like yesterday when I came back from the rappelling event, I didn't rappel myself. When I came back from that, it was a long 6-hour day for me, you know. But I went and got myself 2 Whoppers from Burger King. I love the Whopper.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But I take the top bun off. I keep the bottom on. And I eat that thing like a salad in a bowl.
Nice.
I was tempted to eat the whole thing with the buns on it. I was too tired to go chopping shit up. But
oh, yeah.
I, you know. Yeah, take care of my my situation here. Right. You know what I mean?
And you put you're putting a little bit in, but at least you're maintaining.
You know, I had to have some.
Yeah.
But you have to tear down all your shit and put it in your car. And then
right. Yeah. And then when they say things when you're on this diet, they say like, oh, you know what? Bacon is good. It's like, really? Bacon is good? Because I could just eat bacon like all day, every day.
You're cutting out? What's cutting out?
I can hear you.
You can't hear?
You can't hear you?
Mm. It sounds weird.
And your sounds weird.
Whoa.
It's the doggle.
Was it this?
Doggle. Yeah.
The dongle.
Dongle.
Called doggle.
Doggle.
What's up, doggle?
What's up, doggle?
So you do inward talking.
Yeah, you talk inward by breathing in, like a 7-year-old.
Hey, Bob.
That's what she sounded like. Wait, in that movie I saw.
Charming. Is that how you do it?
That's inward talking?
I just thought that. I don't know.
You sound like someone's choking you out.
I was just trying.
Can I give you...
I can't believe we're doing this.
Oh.
Wow, Charming.
Can you say,
hey, that's gonna be the new sound. That's gonna be the new sound effect. The intro is the hub show.
Can you say testes?
Testes.
Wait, catch your breath. And say, hey, yo, hub show. Slow it. Oh, I don't know. I'm not going to use that. Never mind.
That's creepy.
That's some Exorcist Linda Blair shit.
That's like that shit you put
Linda
on your neck.
Linda Blair.
Start playing the
bells. That's like that
bells.
Voice modulator you put on your neck.
Oh, no.
Yeah, yeah. What do you call
those
that?
Those are so expensive.
They are. We looked them up at the Comic-Con
That's
thing.
Right.
Let's go.
They were like $800 a piece.
Anyway.
Scary.
So yesterday I was DJing down the bottom, having a good old time, playing the music, rocking the crowd. And this is Boys and Girls Club. This is Washington County. I'm sitting down there setting up my gear at 9 o'clock in the morning. And one of my neighbors from my neighborhood, she's a hardcore, staunch Democrat, true and blue. Bumper stickers all over the back of her car, even these people, even though these people lost.
What's
all
a
of
bumper
them.
Sticker say? Like,
oh, my gosh.
My
she's got Ben Jealous's car. Ben Jealous's bumper sticker on her car. She's got Vote Like Your Life Depended on It on her car. Obviously, it didn't work.
Yeah.
And you're still
coexist.
Alive. So, yeah, no, there's no coexist bullshit.
Okay, but
no.
To be clear, Jay, you're not affiliated.
No, this is my point. She comes. Look, man, I'll talk to anybody on this show anywhere. I'm a registered independent. We don't like to talk about politics a lot in this show at all.
No, I just want, you know,
context but my
here.
Point was that we're at this event where everyone's invited to, rappelling, and there's some people who showed up to sponsor. The U.S. Army was there with their tent. Bob Rocks, the radio station, was there with their tent. There was a food truck. Everyone was there having a good time. I was plugging the hub show, but I was also, you know, for free and charity, giving up 6 hours of DJ time. You know, all good. Had a good time. Got to plug the hub show at the same time, so it all worked out. Shout out to EJ. Thank you for the opportunity. So this lady comes up from my neighborhood. I'm not going to say any names here, but she's a part of the Washington County Democratic Party. Great. You know, she pulls up next to me and she wants to set up her stuff next to my DJ system. She starts taking out these racks and putting up T-shirts that say Washington County Democrat Party. And they got a picture of George Washington wearing sunglasses in front of the Maryland that funky checkered
flag. Was George Washington
thing.
Pretty cool?
Was George Washington a Democrat?
Sounds pretty cool.
It was pretty lame looking, actually.
Was George Washington a Democrat?
No, right? No. There's no parties then.
Yeah.
But anyway, so I didn't want to, you know, I'm nice to people, man.
Maybe that's
but I
got to
let them know, you know, and I think what happened was a cop came over, and I think he knew that nobody else was supposed to be setting up on this particular area I was in. All the vendors were over another place on the street. So he was cool, but I said, ma'am, I said, no offense, I really don't want that set up next to me. She got like, what do you mean? I can set up wherever I want. So I had a little protest on me. I'm like, ma'am, I just don't want to be affiliated with not just Democrats. I wouldn't want a Republican set up next to me. And besides, Boys and Girls Club, this is for the whole city to enjoy this rappelling event. We're in the middle of downtown. And, you know, the cop let her go set up over there next to the food truck and whatnot. But why do you have to inject that into this event?
All right.
For the
record, folks, Washington County is a red county, mostly Republican, right? And there are some Democrats who get voted into offices, but mostly it's Republican. And at one point it was blue. And just seems like, as we were talking before we came on the show, not much is getting any better no matter who's in office around here. Washington County is just chasing its tail, trying to make things better, but whatever.
Yeah.
So, again, I'm not affiliated with either one. I don't want the hub show to be sitting there next to Democrat or next to Democrat or even next to Libertarian, which I'm more of than anything else. But I think we all are, technically. But I don't. Why even inject that into this event? Chris is going up. He's coming down the building like Spider-Man. Right. We're all having a good time.
Yeah. And you you sat up beside right beside a radio station that didn't play any fucking music.
Well, because I was asking EJ that. I said, dude, why
Sounds like a really convoluted.
Why would Bop Rocks
Everybody's
be
just
there?
Fighting for
and
the
I'm the
attention.
One playing the music, you know. But I tell you what, the music I was playing, I know has not been heard downtown Hagerstown. I was
That's
rocking
right.
that
You were right. You had people.
I was playing everything from the dancing. 70s up through the 2000s, mostly 90s and 80s. But I had people dancing.
Oh, yeah.
And then some people forgot there was even a rappelling event going on. It was good times, man. I forgot there was a rappelling event going on because around 2 o'clock, I was still jamming with these people. I look up, and all the rappelling gear was taken out the building. They were done. I was still down there jamming. Still like, whoa. No one said nothing to me. I'm just in the middle of the square. Just jamming.
What if you just started your own block
I did.
Party?
Your song I played, too, I played Slow Ride by Sublime. Nice. And it sounded so badass coming out of those speakers. And then I look up, and whoa.
There ain't nobody there.
No, it's like this car zooming by. You know? Well, people were still there dancing, though, but no one said nothing to me. But
maybe you should just stay there all day.
I know, right? So we move into the event. Let's say 2-3 hours into this event. And what happens, they gave me the roster of people who are coming down. They wanted me to announce everyone as they came down. But you couldn't really tell who was who from 11 stories up there, right? I mean, we knew you were coming down, Chris. We were watching for
looking for the gray,
Camille.
The
your
gray
girlfriend
shirt.
Told me looking for the Converse. Oh, those are her shoes, and you wearing the Hub Show shirt.
I had the checkered Converse on.
Yeah, so we knew it was you. I mean, but the first couple of people I announced, but then I realized they weren't really coming down the way this is laid out and organized. So I got away from doing that. But some people wanted certain songs played when they came down, so I made sure that happened. We had a good time. We played the Spider-Man theme about five times, man. People got into that shit. And I don't mean the Spider-Man movies. I mean the cartoon from the 60s, man. Yeah. OG, right? Spider-Man. Old school. So we had a good time. That's the one, yeah. But then anyway, somebody else from the Boys and Girls Club comes over to me, and she wants me to announce this person's name coming down the wall. Right? And I guess she's in the Democratic Party as well. And she wanted me to announce that person coming down the wall is a representative of the Washington County Democratic Party. And I said, well, what does he do for a living? She goes, what does it matter? I said, I'd rather just announce that Joe Schmo is a plumber or works for something, HVAC company.
Yeah.
But she wanted me to make sure the world knows that he was a Democrat coming down the building. I'm like, here we go again.
Why does that
injecting
matter?
Injecting this shit. Not only that, you are a representative of the Boys and Girls Club. You're one of the directors.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
And why would you
want
that stigma? Okay, I said stigma. That wasn't good, right? That's but why do you want that floating around in here? It's. I don't see anyone in here marching around talking about
really
anything else.
Point.
Yeah, but sure enough, I did it. She's from the Boys and Girls Club. I was doing this for them. I said, hey, and he's a Democrat, and he's coming down the wall. You know, I did it. Got
hey,
out of
he's
my,
a Democrat.
And, but I also
said, we got a Democrat coming down the wall.
And I threw in, he's going down. And she gave me the dirtiest look when I said that, man.
You should have just said the whole way he was going down. Everybody, this Democrat, the Democrat, see the Democrat?
I know. He's not even wearing blue. He's wearing red.
whatever.
I mean, I'm on tit for tat. This whole Pepsi Coke Democrat Republican
Yankee Doodle
bullshit.
Putting a feather
and you
want to
inject that in your fucking event.
Was Yankee
she's
Doodle
from the event? She's
it's
of the she's
the
of
children.
The company putting on the event. Why do you need
Why
to inject that
Why are we creating division at an event
at a
repelling that is
event.
Supposed to be about supporting kids?
No. So why do you even want to announce that kind of crap?
I don't know.
You know what I'm saying? It doesn't no place,
there's,
man.
There's no
but
place.
She insisted I did it, and I did it.
Yeah.
I threw my barbs in there and got a dirty look, but we went on with life. So,
that's
you know,
right.
Mm-hmm. Went on with my... Went on with my Bismarcky,
right.
My De La Soul,
still,
my
still, I still woke up the next morning and ate my Captain Crunch and washed my Flintstones. Hey,
life went on, right?
With
life
your
went
mini
on.
Fridge.
With my mini fridge beside the
mini
bed.
Mini fridge by the bed, Chris.
That is the greatest idea I've
it
ever had
not,
in my
dude.
Fucking life.
You're a lazy
I just
fuck.
Like that you prep yourself for the morning with this. Like you go to bed with the bowl
God.
And like.
Yes, we take
well,
the
bowls.
Well,
you set the bowl up on top of it?
We set the bowls on the end table with the spoons in them.
Who's
you got the you got the Captain Crunch. You got the Captain Crunch
on
the
she's board. In on this heist as well.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wait.
You put the
she likes
put,
the idea.
She loves the idea. You put the Jesus you put Christ. The you Baby put the mini the fridge beside the bed with a gallon of milk in
That's
it.
That's gross.
And then you wake up in the morning, snap open the mini fridge, pour yourself a bowl of Captain Crunch, and
yeah, it's all
and
fun
then
and
you watch
games.
The
so you're fucking laying in milk stains and Captain Crunch crumbs all over your bed.
That's
stuff,
why you got
man.
The dog. The dog takes care of all that.
Baby.
I don't know, man.
If you spill a little bit of Captain Crunch, dude, Dexter's right there to clean it up.
Breakfast in bed's supposed to be special. That's just every day.
That is special.
Yeah. Is it special?
It's special.
Next thing you know, he's going to have a fucking hot plate making himself pancakes while he's laying
on the side of the bed.
On top of the mini fridge. I'm going to have a deep fryer beside the bread.
Forming grill with the bacon on it. Yeah. Hang on, honey. Yeah. Use your feet to pick it up.
It's just going to turn into the whole stove.
He'd be bragging. He can work a spatula with his toes.
This is great. It's the greatest idea ever. I love it.
It's not, dude.
Yeah, I'm gonna put a deep fryer.
I can't do it.
I'm gonna install
next
a deep fryer in a sock drawer.
I'm gonna show you how to worm a basket full of bread with my heated blanket.
Oh my god!
Cooking in bed with Chris.
I heard you, Chris.
Cooking in bed with Chris.
There you go. The new Hump Show segment.
Yes.
It's like every time you're just pulling new stuff out from underneath the covers. Yeah. The bread you pull it out. The milk is under the covers.
Bedtime barbecue with it.
Yeah.
You guys can't feel
it. I'm going to want to soften up this margarine, so I'm going to lay on it for a while while I'm mixing the batter.
Hey, he's got nothing but a chef hat and an apron. That's
oh, my God. Yeah.
And his tidy whities.
Don't worry about any hair that might enter.
And I'm like,
I'm like,
baby, do you want to watch the Jetsons or the Flintstones this morning?
You watching Boomerang?
Yeah,
well,
man.
Just so you know, let me bring you guys in on something. Chris has got an old school house. Old school in the fact there's actually a window in his shower in the bathroom, right?
Oh, that's
like
cool.
Like a skylight?
Kind of like that. It's like a window, like above the shower.
Like a window in the shower.
So this guy here.
So I talk to my landscaper through the window, and I don't think he knows that I'm in the shower.
Taking a shower. Hey, you missed the dandelion.
I love taking beers in the shower, too.
A window you can open?
Yeah. Yes. And like, you flip it open.
There's a screen?
You flip it open, then I can lift the screen up. You know, and if he's out there mowing the grass, I can stick my head out and go, hey, come over here for a second.
If I was that landscaper just to piss you off.
I say, hey, can you trim the bushes over on this side? And I'm in the shower, and I got a beer in my hand.
Listen, though, dude.
White trash means shit.
But Chris,
I love it.
But Chris, wait a minute. That guy's going to figure you out. You know what I would do if I was him, man? I would go right by that open window with the lawnmower and let
the grass.
He's in the shower with this fucking green hairy thing holding his beard.
At least you're already in the shower.
That's the greatest thing ever. Yeah.
Oh my God.
That's the greatest thing, huh?
I love being white trash. If that makes me white trash, I love being white trash.
White trash, they don't have landscapers, dude. How's that white trash?
Do.
I don't know.
Get over to the north end and see all these yuppies.
So now we get a different perspective on what certain terms mean in certain parts of the country.
All right.
White trash is a guy who fill in the blank. What's white trash?
I don't know.
Who drinks beer in the shower?
Yeah,
I'm not putting it in the spot. I'm just kind of curious where the lexicons apply.
Have you ever drank a beer in the shower? It's amazing. You got the cold going in and the hot on the outside. The temperature difference.
I've drank one in a pool before.
Yes. See, it's amazing. Fun. It's an amazing feeling.
But that's still water. It's not just beating down on me. I'm like trying to take this drink. Hey.
Soap in your eyes.
Yeah, this is why you act like trying to take a drink
in your bones.
This is a guy with a blowing going in his truck. Yeah. I mean, you know.
It's true.
He's a beer man. He's a Bruce, a brewmeister.
Taking his shot of Fireball.
I'll take whatever's domestic, light, and cold.
He mixes up his shampoo with his beer. You know, he's like, comes out smelling like a Michelob.
You just have PBR. You have a keg hooked up to the shower, so you just pump it up and you turn it on.
Oh, this yeast is so good.
Dude, my podcast console over here is a kegamizer over here.
It is.
Officer.
If you haven't noticed, the keyboard is on a kegerator.
We had a brewmaster on the show last year, Daniel Mearslow, who's no longer with the Antietam Brewery, but his whole thing was beer and brewing. He was actually going to make us a Hub Show beer, never came to fruition.
The
Hubbub. Yeah, we were going to put it right here in the
Hubbub.
The kegerator. You like that too?
Yeah.
I don't like that name.
I love that
name.
The
Hubbub.
That sounds white
trash. Maybe that's my white trash coming out.
That is, dude. The word hubbub.
Chris's inner
That's Scharfsburg
trash.
Talking, dude.
That's what Wolverine always called.
I saw that.
Yeah, right? I gotta wipe my snot on my shirt sleeve.
Wipe it on the new
micro afros. The micro froze.
I got lipstick all over this.
That's different than snot.
Get your snot over there and just
You can encourage her to start wiping her nose on the equipment, dude. I can't have that.
I'll trade you. I want the lipstick one.
You want
trade?
Yeah. That's how men put on chapstick with women's lips.
That's right.
That's right.
Jesus.
Ridiculous.
It is ridiculous. What's up? What's next? Richie, what do you do, man?
I do screen printing.
That's right. You said that.
Yes.
Yeah, right.
Like making t-shirts.
Did you have a busy week?
Oh, I took off Friday.
Oh, that's not.
Not that busy.
It was busy before that.
Charmin couldn't join us at the rappelling event because she was too busy working the pawn shop.
That's right. That's right.
You were called to duty, weren't you?
Mm-hmm.
Was it busy Saturday?
She was called to get
it's always
duty.
Busy in there, man.
I brought you a toy.
Every day
is it really?
It's
busy in there?
It's every day.
Really?
The phone doesn't stop ringing.
It's pretty bad.
Just, yeah.
I brought you a 10 toy today.
Time out. What's a phone call to the pawn shop about? Hey, I want to bring in this.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of that. And then just people checking on their pawns.
That too,
and,
yeah, I get that.
I mean,
I don't get it,
constant lookups or just, you
what's
know,
the point of me calling you telling you I want to bring something? Just bring it in and show you. How are you going to believe them?
I mean, I got this big TV. I don't want to, I mean, I don't want to bring it the whole way in there. No, we don't. It's just that, like, people want to make sure that we're going to take it before they drag it across town.
Before they steal it. From somebody,
I guess. I don't know.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna
they're
go.
Standing in their
is
house,
worth,
looking
is
at
it worth
like,
the risk?
It's worth
yeah, right.
That's crazy.
How
man.
Much is this 65-inch worth?
Pawn shops.
What you take
do? I'm very intrigued by the fact that you work in a pawn shop. I'm intrigued in the whole industry, you know, the pawn thing, because you know, I learned something new last week talking to you about, you know, it's a big company or a couple, right?
Yeah, it's one company.
One company that owns a whole bunch,
a whole franchise, the largest almost, pawn right? shop chain in the world.
That's crazy, man.
Are they all called Famous Prawn Burger?
No, there's different ones.
Say it again.
There's
Prawn
like
Burger?
Prawn Burger?
Prawn Burger.
Really my prawns broke.
My prawns broke.
Rivaled by Cash America.
Speaking of shrimp, seafood.
I need that.
First
rivaled by who?
Cash America.
Cash America.
You guys heard of them.
Pepsi yeah. Coke, right? These two?
Pepsi Coke. I mean, it's just, you know, those companies that just, they own a bunch of stuff, you know?
Like, that's crazy. I figured it. It has to be like that. You can't just be every Joe Schmo opening a pawn shop on a corner.
You can.
Someone
I mean,
cornered the market and really has a big.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's
but
pretty
they,
cool.
They
it's
also
a big
have
umbrella.
Like they yeah. have you know title loan places and
yeah it all goes
too,
in
but
it
like,
all kind of falls
all
under the same thing right.
I mean you know you're dealing in the world's
oh my
like
god Los Angeles man there's
world's
like this
biggest
one of those
commodities
cash check places every other
you know
block,
precious
man.
Metals stones cars you know
Porsches.
The most valuable stuff that people have.
Now what'd you bring in, Chris?
I bet there's a lot of cash back and forth, right?
Oh, I know you got some money
yeah.
in that store, don't you, man?
I mean, we keep it rotated. There's like safety
I'm
checks,
sure.
and you know,
you bring you truck comes by and picks it up. You
no.
guys do all, you don't have that?
No,
really?
You guys, are, special, you guys don't
have special things.
Have,
that we
you
do.
Guys don't turn all that into taxes.
Has this place?
We have no choice. There's no, there's no.
The pawn shop you work has it been robbed before? Hit up people?
No,
try?
No, somebody.
Like
we do have this one. Piece of like uh-huh. macadam chunk that we use to prop our door open. It's really special because somebody tried to break in to take just their own stuff back because they didn't pay
it's
on it
shit.
And it forfeited
yeah.
and
oh,
they just
yeah.
threw this giant chunk of crap through the window. They actually
oh,
hired
wow.
somebody to do it. I'm
so
sorry.
Now you use that chunk
they
of crap to
hold the
door
to do
open?
It and then they couldn't even find their stuff.
As a resource
and so for. We just use it
yeah.
as our door prop.
Can you define the word macadam?
Yeah, what,
you know,
what
like
is
blacktop,
that?
Like, you know, a chunk of...
piece of asphalt?
Yeah, piece of asphalt, blacktop, macadam.
I've never heard that
say
word
asphalt.
Before. Asphalt.
Asphalt.
It's your asphalt.
It's your asphalt.
Asshole.
Can I stick it in your Mayo. Asphalt?
Stick it in your asphalt. Stick your macadam in your asphalt.
Oh.
I am going to loop that
bam.
For the next year. That's going to introduce the Hub Show. You didn't even know the power of these microphones, Charming.
Take your
wow.
in your asphalt.
Next year, when we're rappelling down those buildings and I start playing the Hub Show promos, that's when they come out. People are going to look around and go, what the hell?
Yeah, I know.
Did she just say that?
So if you can get out next year to the... this rappelling event's going to
yeah.
happen again.
Well, if I have better
now,
notice.
Now, then, but you do now.
Yeah.
You have a
yeah,
year.
I have
okay?
a whole
let
year
your boss know.
To plan.
Listen.
Mark it on the calendar.
But will you actually, do you want to rappel?
I would.
Would
do
you
that.
Do it?
Yeah.
You would. You won't get up there and.
Yeah.
No
I
one.
Would do
no
that.
One. Obviously, no one crapped their pants or nothing like that.
No.
At
I
least
totally
they didn't tell nobody. They ran off. Oh shit!
Oh. Yeah.
Oh shit!
They have a crapometer.
I don't know
how much shit comes out.
A lot of people wore dark pants.
Maybe
I didn't
know
that.
Maybe they wore
that.
Diapers.
They're smart.
Yes.
Some people do not belong wearing yoga pants. Though.
I actually
I
wore
that.
Underwear.
Hmm?
I usually
well, thanks,
not.
Chris.
I actually wore underwear.
Do you
Commando
usually
Chris.
Sometimes I don't. Yeah, most of the time
I did not know
I don't.
This, Rich. This
last year,
brand new information.
Beer in the shower. No
I was going to bring this up on the pod, but we never did.
What's that,
but
Chris?
Last year, my New Year's resolution was not to wear underwear for the whole year, and I actually completed it.
What is the reason?
just so I could have a New Year's resolution that I could actually complete.
Jesus.
That was the only purpose. The only purpose was all I need to do is not wear underwear for 365 days, and then so, I actually get to die saying that I completed one of my New Year's resolutions.
Why didn't you just like, give that up for Lent or something? Like, that seems much easier than a...
I'd like to go for the big goals.
No religion.
Oh, you don't have to be.
January 2nd, I woke up and I slipped on my first pair of underwear in a year.
And you felt?
Slipped on them.
You felt what?
I felt crowded?
I felt crowded.
I felt confined.
Did you slowly pull them up?
I felt confined.
Like, did you cry as you brought them up?
Yeah.
I can't believe it. Were you tempted not to do it? Were you tempted to carry on the tradition?
No. I was waiting on January 2nd.
So needless to say, to the Hub Show audience who's stuck with us, for 52 shows, you were sitting there with no underwear on.
Yes.
Jesus Christ. Jesus. That's TMI, pal. TMI. Like a mother.
Exactly. Yes.
Yeah.
I didn't brag about it.
Mm-hmm.
It's fine.
You know, so last week I named our show Tumbleweed with three E's. Uh-huh. Just for shits and giggles. That was
just
funny.
Just for extra emphasis.
You know, and I put a picture up on Facebook. You all saw it. I just grabbed that picture randomly off Facebook. I typed in Tumbleweed, and that's what came up amongst the pictures, so that became the poster child for our show on the Hub Show. You know what I mean?
It's a good one.
It is, right? So it's a guy, looks like he's out in the prairie, and he's got tumbleweed on his head.
Yes.
You know, looks like an afro, right? I got a lot of likes on it, a lot of ha-ha funny. I got one guy who is black, had to add his comment. His comment is this: motherfuckers want to be us so bad.
I saw that.
So I was like, no, not necessarily.
That's a chick, though.
Lavish.
And I was like,
oh, that's hilarious,
what?
Right?
I was like,
is Lavish or Lavish Cries? Is that a real name? C-R-Y-S is the last name.
I was like, what is that supposed to mean? Like, is that?
Well, for the record, they spell motherfuckers M-U-F-A-W-K-A-S. That's a word now. Motherfuckers.
Motherfuckers.
Motherfuckers. That's going to go on a Hub Show shirt next year.
Motherfuckers.
Podcast motherfuckers.
No, that should be our slogan now. Motherfuckers want to be like us so bad.
It should be. Thank you. Repelling next year. That's going to be on a big sign.
Jesus.
Right in front of... Yeah.
Last time I was in Zimbabwe, everybody had tumbleweed on their head.
So is that what it was?
Asphalt.
Yeah,
because
I was like, what is she talking about? Like,
yeah. So do you know that person?
No.
So Lavish, Chris?
No, I clicked on the person because I was like, who is this person?
All right, well, let me click
on
the person.
I think they live in Texas or something.
Yeah. Something. Yeah. You're right. She's in Dallas, Texas. She's liked us since February, so she's not too new to the whole thing.
Okay.
L-A-V-I-S-H, just like it sounds, Lavish. The last name is spelled C-R-Y-S. Chris or Price?
I think it's pretty funny if you ask me.
But I did too. I wrote back. I said, not necessarily. I said, maybe he's going for the Italian Jufro, you know. But, you know, she didn't probably don't know what that means. So
Well, Jews,
yeah, I didn't
Jews,
even see your
Jews
response
Jews do have
to
froze.
That.
You don't know the Jews
I don't
have
understand.
Froze? Jews have froze, yeah. too.
That's right.
Anybody
you just
can
let it grow.
I could have said Italian, I could have said Jewish. I mixed them up. You know, like that one dude on Saturday Night Fever, the one that falls off the fucking bridge. He has the big Jufro. You know? Howard Stern had a Jufro.
Yeah,
Adam Carolla.
Yeah.
He has the Italian Jufro. There's no Jewish in his family.
It's all about having kinky hair.
Kinky hair.
I just don't understand that kind of comment on somebody. Like, why do people
they just
go
have
out of their way
to say
to, like,
something?
I like to keep
got
my kink in the heart.
He has a bush of tumbleweed on his head. And automatically became black. Whatever. That's how you take it. That's fine. But, you know.
It's just bizarre. Like, to be that ready to be offended by something.
If that,
like,
was she offended? Is that what you get from that?
I don't know. I mean.
Lavish, if you're out there, let us
to
know.
Want
on the
to
show.
Want to just jump on something and be like, it took. I mean, I wouldn't have ever
I don't
figured
think she
that
was
out.
Tumbleweed Man
until
wasn't playing basketball
that.
Or doing
like,
nothing
she,
like that.
Does she have
standing
her,
in a
I really was just like, does she have her own podcast and maybe she's just upset because somebody else has one? Or, like, what is going on?
Charming is rocking the Hub Show like she's been here for a year.
No, I think I
did your own podcast.
I think it was meant to be a punchline.
M-U-F-A-W-K-A.
I think the 100% purpose of that was meant to be a punchline. All of it.
Hers?
Yes.
Hers too?
Yeah.
Maybe, I'm sure.
I think she was just
maybe
joking
trying
around.
To be funny, right?
She was fucking around.
And I fucked around right back. I'm not offended by what she said, whatever.
Right?
That's how you feel?
Yeah.
Right. I love it, man.
You know, I've been to Baltimore.
I don't like that word.
I've been to Baltimore. I don't see anybody walking around with tumbleweed on their head. I do not like that term,
cultural inappropriation. That's the most bullshit, made-up SJW white person
I'm too
term
old to
the
even
world,
know
man.
What the fuck that means.
What?
The only people
cultural appropriation, there you go.
The only people allowed to fuse cuisine are Asians, and everybody knows that.
But the
Asian fusion cuisine is the only fusion that exists.
I mean, everything else is fusing laziness and your bedroom with your kitchen.
I know. It's totally wrong, so dude.
Oh, yeah. We got to see you make a burrito. And your bed.
The bread.
Yeah.
Much like you'd roll yourself up in your blanket, I want you to...
Some sushi.
Let's pretend like the tortilla is a blanket.
Put it out there on the Facebook page for The Hub Show is just that, @The Hub Show.
What can also you Instagram. Make in bed? That's what I want to see.
What can you make in bed?
I want to see
what
pictures kind of people making food
in
bed.
We're
going to
put the question of the day tomorrow, question of the week.
Naked.
Food in bed. Do you do it?
Food in bed.
And if you do, what kind and to what lengths do you take?
To what extent?
The cuisine.
Do you
fry catfish in bed? I mean, what goes on with you?
I've actually debated on putting a note on the front door and then ordering pizza and then having him come around to the side of the house so he can deliver it through the bedroom window.
Oh, my God.
I think you should have him deliver it through the shower window.
Into the shower window.
Yeah. Just slip it down by the bush.
That. Hey, did you order the pepperoni and sausage, sir? He just throws the money up at him.
Yeah, just toss it out the window. Is it wet?
Thanks a lot, buddy.
Soggy
money. Water.
soggy
money.
Soggy water money. Sir?
Oh, my God. Jesus.
This pizza won't fit through the window.
He's just taking the slices out.
That's all right.
Just take the box and fold it in half.
He's doing the pizza and beer thing in the shower.
You get wet pizza. See
it? Camille, his girlfriend, is like, did you save any for me? Hello, Apple.
She hops in the shower, too. And she's got her own beer.
Now, wait a minute, Chris.
Dinner's ready.
Now, to fill you guys in, Chris has recently become... In a relationship. Before that, he was Washington County's most swinging bachelor.
That's right.
So, Camille, she was out there with us yesterday. Shout out to you, Camille. She took some great pictures.
Right.
Yeah, so, what's the deal, though? Is she more like you, or is she coming around to the things you do, or the vice versa? What does she bring to the relationship there, Chris?
It's like looking in a mirror. She's like me, but with way better tits.
And no beard.
Yes.
Okay, good thing. Good thing.
Exactly. It's like I'm banging myself.
Yeah, nice.
That is not right, dude.
Showers on. Must be time Christ. For dinner.
I know, right? Does she do the beer in the shower thing too?
I'm sure. If I mentioned it to her, she would be down.
She would be down.
She'd be completely
so?
Down. Yes,
she's down for that. Down. You got to get her on the Hub Show, man.
She probably had beer in the shower. I guess.
I mean, you have a hot tub, Chris. Have you guys partake?
Oh, for sure. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Day one, two, one and a half.
Oh, well, obviously it was beer in there. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Macaroni and cheese.
Did you?
Mac and cheese just in a hot without, tub.
Without Mac and cheese in the hot tub is amazing. Have you never had
He's
that?
Been there, done
I've
it.
Never.
In the hot tub. He made it in the hot tub. He boiled
the noodles.
Oh, my God. Put the cheese packet in there.
Jesus
just throw
Christ,
it around.
You have like 20 packs of it. You're just dumping it in.
Kraft mac and cheese boxes stacked up in Sam's Club. Yes.
I want to see a Photoshop version of, you know, a hot tub full of mac and cheese.
He don't need
in the
Photoshop.
Middle of
he might be
it.
Able
yeah.
to show you this
yeah.
shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Speaking of Olive Garden.
Get the witch.
I want a t-shirt.
That's not Alfredo.
Like that. Yeah.
The witch is out there just stirring it like a cauldron.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, my God.
Wow, Chris.
Yeah, that'd
this
be
stuff
great.
Needs to be on camera, dude. That's
yeah.
what you're here
I
for,
know,
Richie.
Man. It's going to happen.
We got to do some stuff.
You guys are spying.
Well, he actually wanted to do a hot tub Hub Show segment.
Oh,
which
my
perfect.
God.
I think Chris just needs a GoPro for
his whole life.
He's got a GoPro.
Just B-roll
we're going to do the Tub Show.
Yeah, the tub show.
The Tub Show.
Change
I
you,
dig it.
Just spray paint a T over the H,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah. But we'll I need to be in there like, you know, like Mr. T with like a couple bitches around me.
Some blow up dolls.
And your girlfriend in the background.
Like a big old goblet. Like just drinking out of a goblet
we
with some
stones
happen, on it. Some rhinestones.
Hey, man, I got you to rappel down a fucking building. We'll get you a goblet that you can drink from in your goddamn hot tub. Okay? Just ain't
doing the tub show.
The tub
Welcome
show.
To the tub show. We're taking right. questions.
Yeah, that'll be a segment on the TV show.
Taking questions.
Yeah, taking questions. You can do Facebook Live from the Tub Show.
Yes.
Yeah. That's
love it.
Venue Media, baby. It's going to happen, doesn't it? Gotta have. No one's done it.
Coming this summer.
That's right. The I Tub Show.
This summer.
The Hub Show becomes the Tub Show.
It's like
summer my ass.
For
He's
April
out there
Fool's
in January.
When Pornhub did Cornhub.
Right.
Ooh,
and
man.
Yeah, only you should. Yeah, you should just do yeah. Tub Show.
We ain't doing the Pornhub Show, dude.
I heard you had some popcorn that tastes like corn.
It tastes exactly like I should have brought it. Oh.
Wait, popcorn that tastes like corn?
It's crazy.
What do you
it
mean?
It tastes exactly like. I know that sounds stupid because it is corn.
You're dousing butter and salt. You
but
lose.
No, it tastes like you're eating fresh corn. Like, it's mind-blowing. My coworker gave it to me.
She made it herself?
No, she bought it. She's like, you gotta try this. And I was like, okay. I was like, I'll try your popcorn. Just give me a second. You know, and I was like, whoa, this is insane. Like,
you keep talking about this stuff. Why aren't you going to bring us some?
I just didn't think about it.
I don't want your...
I
want your corn-flavored popcorn.
I was resentful of the fact that I just, you know, like, I feel like my bullshit posts, like, on Facebook, like, I'll just bullshit post about popcorn or some shit.
You ever think
Facebook,
about eating it in bed?
And I'm still... Oh, yeah.
Oh, we
of
have.
Of course.
Yes. See? Now who's
still
the fool?
Still get the comments rolling
now
in on that thing. Still likes, and then, you know... I'll post something, you know, that I care
something
about.
Personal,
and then,
right?
Like personal. Yeah, nothing. And I'm just like, God.
I stay away from that stuff. I'll give a shout out to happy birthdays and all that good stuff. Yeah. But other than that, I'm not getting deep on there, man.
No, yeah. I'm just talking about, like, you know, just a picture of, like, my fucking dog and like, you know, and then I post a bag of popcorn and everybody
all
of a sudden.
The dog thing, that too. That's like posting food. No one cares about your pets.
No.
No one cares about what you're about to eat.
People, like, are you going to message every single person?
Right.
Yeah.
Why?
But no, I agree. It's entertainment. You
memes,
know?
Right? As I say,
I
memes.
I love memes.
I think it's a
meme. Everyone loves a meme.
Meme
or meme?
It's a meme. Memes.
Would you call it a GIF, GIF, or a GIF? What is it?
GIF.
Is it a GIF? I've heard GIF.
G-I-J-O.
Like the peanut butter, but with a G. We just segued into that. And with that, I think we need to wrap this up. Yeah. Charming's an all-time
Can I give you a movie
there.
Review?
Knowing it.
Please,
happened.
What kind of movie?
He just said G.I. Joe.
I said G.I.F.
He said it. That's why I said
that.
Oh, you set her off, Rich.
I call it GIF.
I call it a GIF. I called it GIF for a while, now it's a GIF.
What's the movie?
Yeah, I never called
me,
it
GIF. Me, Mame, Mimi, yeah. What do you call
what
it?
What movie?
What's the movie? What's the movie? What's the movie?
What's your movie review?
Sorry.
Captain Marvel?
No, I didn't see that yet.
You terrible.
I heard.
That's my review.
Okay. How many hubcaps you give it? One
hubcaps?
Two and a half.
Okay.
Really? That's bad.
And
you didn't like it that much?
She doesn't belong in Marvel.
No.
What do you mean?
And the storyline, the character, Charming. Just doesn't belong in the whole Marvel series.
Not
because
she's a chick either.
I do not want to see that character in
you
Avengers
Endgame.
You got
something against women?
If that character shows up in Avengers Endgame, it's going to ruin
she
the
movie.
She
will
be there.
Who are you talking about?
Captain Marvel.
She's a chick.
Yeah, she turns into like the ball of flames. Like it's basically like putting Nicolas Cage Ghost Rider into a Marvel movie, and it doesn't fit. It doesn't. The puzzle pieces do not work together.
Hey,
go see the movie Us.
Us?
Yeah.
Give it to me. What's it all about?
Oh, did you see Get Out by Jordan Peele?
I did.
Yes. Did you like it or dislike
it? I liked it.
Yeah, it's this is new. Who's new movie? It's kind of just like this weird. I guess you call it a horror movie. It's like a thriller horror movie about these people that basically are underground dwellers that are similar to us,
mm-hmm.
and like it's kind of like their mirror image, but they're all fucked up.
Oh, yeah. like the people who live.
Wait,
underground
is this based on
Demolition
a book?
Man?
No, he made it up.
Like
he
the people,
there's
like,
a book.
He probably stole from stuff. That's usually what they do.
No, I know someone's writing.
They're writing.
Sorely disappointed.
Oh, man, that sucks
I just
for them.
Realized that.
Time
good
to
movie.
Stop writing.
Anyways,
right. Yeah, watch it. It's good.
Listen, I'm going to wrap this baby up.
Yes.
It's been a good time.
Yes, it has.
Just shooting the shit.
Yes, it has.
Once again, shout out to EJ Fuller. Great job on the rappelling event over the edge. Lots of good stuff coming up here for the Hub Show. We have one busy month. Yeah. Got some guests lined up, some comedians.
You just tell me what to do from day to day.
We're
going
to do the old
antique.
We're going to have the antique versus the pawn shop road show special here in about 2 weeks. Valerie Shane's going to come on here and talk to us about antiques.
Yes.
Who is also Fighty Aphrodite from the World of Vixens.
Antique Road Hub Show.
Yeah.
Antique
Roadhouse
Hub Show.
Antique Roadhouse Hub Show.
Yes.
Hub Show Road Show.
Patrick Swayze's going to be here?
No.
Ooh.
He's to dig
from
up
the dead?
Yeah. He's an antique at this
the
point.
The ghost of Swayze.
Yo, there you go. Wow.
You
are fired tonight, Charming. What happened to you?
She's got wings.
She got wings in that Red Bull. Yeah. And mosquito wings. I know, right. All right, Jay Heiss, Chris Canfield, Richard Jones, and Charming Cassetta.
Yeah.
The Hub Show. We're out of here. Later.
You've been listening to The Hub Show with your hosts, Chris Canfield and Jay Heiss.
Bye.